Come on, get her. Come on.
Now. Come on now, get on, sit down here. Yep.
All right. Well, Dusty?
Yep.
Here we are in Spokane or something awfully close to it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just hope I get a chance to sing my song when I get to that town.
Oh, boy, not another one.
Yeah, it's another one. Well, it's a good subject for a song to say.
Okay.
When it's springtime in Seattle, Spokane, I dream of you. 'Cause it rains from May to July, and a man could catch mildew. Seattle's a rainforest, and the wood will not combust. So I'm headed off to Spokane, where a fellow will not rust. Yodelay-hee. There's more.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. There always is.
All right.
Hey, there's a saloon up there. Let's stop. What do you say?
Let's head in there. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. Long day on the trail. Good to have a nice, cool drink. Oh, and I can make a few more phone calls, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and your fundraising, Dusty.
Well, I'm sorry, but it pays 10 cents a call plus a percentage.
Yeah.
Yep. Got to do something for cash flow. Yeah. Songwriting sure isn't going to do it.
Well, I'm sorry. Someday it will.
Well.
You want to sit at the bar? Or
well, the bar,
table,
of course.
Or
no,
what?
No, the bar, the bar.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. There we go. Listen, order me a whiskey, would you? Okay, man.
Oh, okay, sure.
I got to do something here. Just
all right,
take
sure.
A second here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I see you. Hello? Yeah, I'm calling from your public radio station to ask if you value us, that maybe you'd like to...
You're doing a membership thing?
Yeah, it's our membership drive. So
no, I don't care about that.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. Yeah.
All right.
Darn it.
Gentlemen, what can I bring you?
Whiskey for him and a cranberry juice for me. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
I got one more in here, just a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a second. Hello, I'm calling from your public radio station. How you doing tonight?
I'm in the hospital.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I can talk right now.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. Maybe another time.
All right, here's your whiskey, and there's the cranberry juice.
Oh,
enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're going to do another one?
One more time.
All right, sure.
Maybe this will be the lucky one. You never know.
Yeah,
evening. Did you ever stop to think how much you would miss this listener-supported service if we just went away?
I wouldn't miss it at all.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with me.
Thank you, Whiskey Dusty. Come on.
Well, it's a job.
Give it a rest.
Job's
there.
A job.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh,
okay,
who's this?
Everybody.
Oh, no.
It's me, Big Messer.
Oh, boy.
And I am on the warpath, people. Things have gone far enough in this town, you hear me?
Can we hear you, Mister? Yeah.
I remember Spokane when you'd see friendly people and you'd sit around and chew the fat and reminisce and it was all sociable and people'd say, hey, let's get together again and do it, you know?
That's right.
And you did. And now, look at you. People sit at home and go on Facebook and if they ain't Facebooking or they're texting on their iPhones. Hey, you, Lulabelle, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Take those things out your ears. Thank you. Join the world, kid.
Yeah.
You might learn something.
What are you looking at me for?
That's, what's that, a cell phone in your hand?
So what's it do you?
Put that cell phone down on the counter.
Okay, Big Messy, what's your problem?
On the counter.
Okay, okay, okay. There. I don't get it. Gee.
I'll show you. I'll let you get it. There. One less iPhone in this town.
Boy.
Can't see that you've got any right to do that, mister.
No.
Huh?
Oh, you don't, huh?
I don't.
Well, look around you.
What?
The saloon used to be lively. People arguing, people playing poker. Now, look at them. They're all on their iPhones, their notebooks, texting, liking, friending, and nobody's talking. Wait, whoa, what is this? What is that? A glass of cranberry juice?
Whoa! Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
There, have a beer. It's more sociable.
Put your gun down nice and slow. Mr. Messer, I got you covered.
Yeah, partner.
Nice little pea shooter you got there, cowboy.
You just destroyed my partner's personal property, sir. You can't get away with that.
Yeah.
So what?
You owe him for what you destroyed there.
Right.
Oh, you gonna make me pay? You? Yeah, that gun don't scare me, mister.
Well, it ought to scare you.
Yes, sir.
Well, who's gonna make the sound if you pull the trigger, cowboy? Ha, ha, ha! I am the sound effects man. Your gun can't fire without me.
Well, okay, take a look at this here. Ready, ready, ready. I just put a silencer on it.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's very cute. Very cute. Very rich. No, that's rich on the piano over there. Now, you can't shoot me because I just put my gun down.
I see that.
And now I am unarmed, and you can't go against the cowboy law. Am I right?
I guess you're right. Yeah. How do you want to settle this, then?
How about a spitting contest?
Now I got licorice in my mouth. I'm not done with it. How about we arm wrestle?
Man, I got a sore shoulder. Huh? How about a spell off?
Okay, a spell off.
Right,
that's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Sprezzatura.
Okay, not a spell off.
Okay.
How about a legal showdown?
What's a legal showdown?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see who knows the most laws. You go first.
Okay, now you go first. The first cowboy law.
Yeah.
What is it?
Always drink upstream from the herd.
That's right.
Darn.
Murphy's Law.
Oh, that's easy. Whatever can go wrong will.
That's right.
Parkinson's Law.
Parkinson's. Oh, work expands to fill the time available for its completion.
Oh.
The Peter Principle.
Peter Principle. Everyone tends to rise to their level of incompetence.
Perhaps
let me
you've
see.
Done that.
Newton's Law of Motion.
First, second, or third?
Third.
Third.
All right.
That's very simple. I'll demonstrate it. For every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. Like this.
Well, that was a good example, all right? That reminds me of the second cowboy law. Do not attribute to stupidity what can more easily be explained by malice. Like this there.
I did not see that coming. Okay, smart guy. I'll see your punch and I'll raise you Occam's razor.
Occam's razor. When two or more explanations are offered, the simplest one is the best. Nilsson's razor.
There's no such thing.
Oh, there is.
You're making it up.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not. Nilsson's razor. Assigning more people to a task will always delay its completion.
Yep, you got them there, partner. Hey, listen to that. My phone works. Just a second, excuse me. Hello? Yes, ma'am. You pledge $10 a month, you get the tote bag, and you get the full-color magazine, Men of NPR, the swimsuit issue.
Oh.
Well, good. Let me take down your credit card information. It won't take just a second here, ma'am.
So you're opposed to social media, huh, Master?
It's a blight on society.
Uh-huh.
Getting your news from Facebook and Twitter is like getting your protein from roadkill.
Oh.
And it's killing public life in this country, everywhere. The art of conversation is dying. It's dying.
Pew.
Oh, sorry. I thought I turned my phone off.
Give me that phone. Oh, what are you doing there? Hey, babe, how's about dinner tonight? That's from your boyfriend, Dexter?
Yeah, it is.
He's sitting right over there in the corner.
Well, yeah.
What's he doing texting you? Whatever happened to conversation? Hey, Dexter.
Oh,
you want to talk to her? You come over and talk to her.
You talking to me?
Get over here.
Let me download this video first.
Hey, I'll download it for you.
Hey.
There, I downloaded it.
You shot my iPad.
Someday you'll thank me. Tell her you're crazy about her.
Now?
Yeah, take her hand and tell her.
Right here?
Speak!
Well, what do you want?
Not me, her. Talk to her.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Say more.
What?
Tell her you're crazy about her. You'd swim the seas for her.
Okay, what seas would I?
Okay, swim the Spokane River.
Oh, you would?
Say yes.
Yeah, yes.
Tell her you want to see her tonight, and you're going home right now, and you're going to take a shower and shave your... Trim your eyebrows.
Oh, I am?
Oh, Danny, that makes me so happy. Oh, do you want me to wash your clothes?
Gee, would you? Thanks. Okay. Take her hand, go over to the corner, and whisper in her ear.
Okay, whisper what?
You'll think of something.
Oh.
You owe me a glass of cranberry juice there, Mr. Messer.
You want me to squeeze a raw kiwi or put some petunia juice
no,
in it, huh?
Which one? I don't care for petunia juice. You're fighting a losing battle against social media, you know that.
You know, life is a losing battle, cowboy.
Really?
But that don't mean we should stop living.
Hey, partner, I'll drink to that.
All right, me too.
All right, then.
Me too, then.